Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be adding one. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top. You write neatly. All right, sloppy. Just getting all right neatly too. And then you can put your pencil down because we're going to color first. Yeah. So we're going to color. And we're going to add, and we're going to talk about one important word called equation. That's going to be our word for today, equation. So the first thing I want you to do is look at the little animal coming out of the hole in the ground. Do you see that? That's a mole. We're going to color that mole brown. Find a brown crayon, any kind will work, and color his head brown. How many moles do you see in our picture? Yeah, look around. I only see one also. So we'll color one brown mole. Take two more seconds. Two, one, and then let's color the deer in our picture. Look how cute that deer is. We're in the forest here. Color the deer brown. How many other deer do you see in our picture? Look around. Yep, just one. A very sweet looking deer. I wonder if it's friends with the mole. So color the deer. There's only one, and there's only one mole. We're going to make an equation. I said our word for today is equation. We're going to make an equation for the deer and the mole. An equation is going to be a problem. We're going to make an addition problem. Addition. We're going to add some animals and things all day today. And our equation is going to be an adding problem. Okay, take two more seconds. I'm almost done with my deer, so you should almost be done with yours. Two, one. Put down your brown crayon. We have one mole plus one deer, which equals one, two. One, two. There are two animals, a mole and a deer. That's all we're doing for right now. One mole, one deer. One plus one equals two. That's our equation. One plus one equals two is our equation. All right, let's move on. Do you see the trees in the back? Way in the back, they're small. Let's color those trees green. And while we're coloring them, let's see how many there are. How many do you think there are? Count them. One, two, three. We have three trees in the back. The three trees are going to be part of an equation. Equation is our word for the day. It means problem. We're going to make addition problems. We're going to add today. We added the mole plus the deer. We're going to add these trees with something else too. Right now we're just coloring them. Now you want to color not sloppy. And you don't want to be too slow like a turtle either, because we have work to do. I'm on my third tree, so that'll give you an idea of kind of the pace you should be working. Also, don't stress, because you could always finish at the end. All right, ready? Let's do some brown tree trunks. So we have three trees in the back, and we're going to use the number three in our equation. Yep. All right. Take two more seconds for those trees in the back. Two, one. Do you see the big tree in the front? All right. There's how many big trees in the front of our picture? One. Let's color it green. So we're going to have three trees in the back and one tree in the front, or three small trees plus one big tree. Our equation is 3 plus 1. We can also switch it around, and we can say 1 big tree plus 3 small trees. What is the answer to our equation? Count all the trees. 1, 2, 3, 4. Or you could say 3 and 1 more is 4. Don't forget that brown trunk. And then we'll move on. Oh, my tree looks good. My big tree looks good. 3 plus 1 equals 4. That's our equation. Or you could say 1 plus 3 equals 4. Go ahead and put down all your crayons. We're going to look at some flowers. Do you see the flowers over by the deer? They're called tulips. They have the pointy things. They're so pretty. Let's color our tulips purple. Go ahead and find any kind of a purple crayon. How many tulips do you see? You know this is going to be a number in our equation. How many tulips do you see while you're coloring? 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 4 tulips. So 4 is going to be a number in one of our equations. In our equation, 4 will be one of the numbers. And when you're ready, go ahead and color those stems and leaves of the tulips green. You got it. So we had 1 mole plus 1 deer equals 2. And then we had 3 small trees plus 1 big tree equals 4. And now we have 4 tulips plus, do you see the flower over by the big tree? It's not a tulip. It's more like a daisy. Let's color that pink. Let's color that flower pink. Why not? And then when you're ready, we'll color the stem. Well, it's kind of a skinny stem. We'll do the leaves green on that daisy flower. So 1 daisy flower plus 4 tulips equals what? That's our new equation. Let's count the tulips. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for the daisy. 4 tulips, 1, 2, 3, 4 plus 1 daisy makes 5. 4 plus 1 equals 5. That's our equation. Let's count them one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You got it. Go ahead and put down all your crayons. Do you see the mushrooms? Look at the mushrooms. Let's color those mushrooms orange. Any kind of orange will work for me. I'm going to use my yellow orange. And let's count those mushrooms while we color them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You see any other mushrooms? I see 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. And then let's color the log by the big tree. Do you see the log that fell down by the big tree? Let's color that with our brown crayon. So we had 5 mushrooms. That's going to be a number in our equation. Plus 1 fallen down log. 5 plus 1 more. I could say 5 plus 1 more equals, let's count the mushrooms. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus the log, 6. 5 mushrooms plus 1 log equals 6. That's our equation. 5 plus 1. Put down all your crayons. Let's try another one. Ready? Do you see the butterflies? Let's color the butterflies red. They're so pretty. I love them. Color the butterflies red. Let's count as we color. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh my, there's a lot. 6, 7, 8. Let's check those butterflies again, make sure it's 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Go ahead and put down your crayon. And now let's color the pretty owl. Let's make that pretty owl. Let's make him blue. Why not? It's just for fun. He doesn't have to be brown all the time. Let's color that pretty owl blue. I'm going to go around his eyes. But you can color his eyes blue too if you want to. So we have 8 butterflies. You know that's going to be a number in our equation. And then we have 1 owl. So our equation is what? Well, how will we make our equation with the numbers 8 butterflies, 1 owl? 8 plus 1. Do you know the answer? 8 plus 1 more is 9. But let's count the butterflies and the owl together. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 for the owl. 8 plus 1 equals 9. Or you could do it the other way and say 1 plus 8 equals 9. Okay, come down below your picture. Do you see the 10 frame? It's the boxes with the circles in them. Those are our counters. This is what I want you to do. I want you to color, listen carefully, don't get carried away. I want you to color 4 counters in a row red. Find a red crayon, any kind will work, and color 4 of them red. 1, all in a row. 2, 3, coloring in the circle, 4, and then stop there. You should have 1 counter left over that's blank. Color that one green. Color that one green. So you have 4 red counters and 1 green one. If I said, how could we make that into an equation? We would have 4 red counters plus 1 green counter equals, count them all, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Or 4 and 1 more is 5. Find your pencil and write it on the line next to the 10 frame. Write the number 5. 4 plus 1 is 5. Let's look at the fingers. Let's count those. Count the fingers on the first hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And 1 more, 6. Do it with me again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1 more, 6. Write the number 6. You could also say 5 and 1 more is 6. 5, 6. 5, 6. Okay, let's look at the number line. You see the number line? All right, there's a 3 with a circle around it. Will you please trace that circle with your pencil? And then there's kind of an arrow, rainbow shape going from the 3 to the 4. Trace that arrow, rainbow shape. That's 3 plus 1 more. What did we land on? When we went from the 3 and we hopped 1 more, what did we land on? The 4. Here's what I want you to do. Grab your blue crayon. Any blue color works. And circle the 4 with your blue crayon. Circle the 4. That's what we landed on. 3 plus 1 more is 4. All right, pick back up your pencil. Do you see that word? It starts with an E and then it has Q-U-A-T-I-O-N. That says equation. That was our word for today. Let's trace those letters. Equation. Those are the numbers and the words and the plus and the equals. It's the addition problem that we work on. It's an addition problem. 3 plus 1 equals 4. There's an equation. It doesn't always have to be adding, but it is today. And then let's look at the equation underneath. Let's trace those numbers. It has 6. Trace that number. Plus 1. Trace that number. Equals 7. Trace that number. 6 and 1 more equals 7. And then scoot over. We're on our last one. It says 2 plus 1 equals, don't say it. Don't tell your friend. I'm looking at you. Don't do it. I want you to look at the numbers in the equation. We have a 2 and a 1. In the grass, I want you to draw 2 red flowers. Go. 2 red flowers. Use your crayons. You'll need 2 stems, maybe a leaf, and make your flowers red. They could be tulips. They could be daisies. They could be roses. You decide. Just make them red. I want 2 of them. 2 red flowers. We're going to draw a picture to solve this problem because we already used a 10 frame and fingers and a number line. We're going to draw a picture to solve this problem. Okay, so you should have 2 red flowers. Look at the equation. We have 2 plus 1. What's the other number in our equation? We have 2 plus 1. I want you to draw one blue flower. So make a stem, maybe a leaf, and make a blue flower. It can be any kind of flower you want. Just make it blue. And only draw one. We have two red flowers for the two in our equation, and we have one blue flower for the one in our equation. Has to match our equation. Two red flowers plus one blue flower. Count your flowers. How many did you draw? 1, 2, 3. You should have 3 flowers. Write the number 3 on the line. 2 plus 1 equals 3. You can also say 2 and 1 more is 3, because that's what comes next. Boys and girls, you did it. You learned how to add one more. You learned the word equation. You learned to draw a picture to solve a problem, count fingers, use a number line and a 10 frame. You're amazing. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.